old school. Used to be a drunk dude. Businessman, nah, everybody love that dude. BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, I dare you, log on. Yep, he's old school. Yep, used to be a drunk dude. Businessman, now everybody love that dude. BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, I dare you, log on. BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, log on. Log on. BobbyBuck.com.
Yo, 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 here we are here back at the Bobby Buck Show. And this evening, we're going to get it cracking with some more type of information that I don't think some of y'all are ready for. But tonight, we're going to be speaking with RBG Media. And tonight, let them go ahead and tell people who they are. Go ahead and mention your names.
Indeed, brother. Thank you for having us. My name is Mind Over Matter, and I'm one of the members of one of the people that be working for RBG. One of the people that'll be working for RBG Media to bring the, not just street news, but tribal news and our news to the people, uncut.
Okay, uncut and right. Okay, all right. Hey, well, I need to be here advertising.
Indeed.
Yeah, okay then. So who we got next to you?
Yeah, this is Doug Poetry, representing RBG. And, you know, I do the musical poetry, and I got an RBG CD coming out very soon.
Okay, we'll have you come back and do something on the show.
For sure.
Okay, all right, all right. So we got right next to you.
don't do me like that. Don't do me like that.
I was like, who's this stranger over there?
Me and Bobby go way back. He know me.
Oh, yeah.
This is Dante. I'm one of the head videographers of RBG Media. And, I mean, one of the reasons we... felt the need is because the way our people are demonized in the media and the way most of the things geared towards us, they come in a negative light. So we want to put something out there that's for the people, that's uplifting type of media. That's our goal.
I tell you what, I got to merge in then, because that's what I want to do, because I want to do the same thing like I'm working with Skid Row. So everybody look at the negative part, but I want to promote and advertise the positive stuff we got going on.
Right.
Like I'm going to do later on in the show. I'm going to show y'all where my camera. I'm going show y'all what's happening. So first off, I'm going to go ahead and see what all exactly do y'all do to get started with people.
Okay, well, basically what RBG is it's a movement.
Okay.
You know, we don't classify it as a struggle because we're not struggling. We're actually in motion moving.
Okay.
And like the brother said, we're tired of how we're portrayed in the media and all forms of media and all of them. You know, music, TV, social, everything. You know, and we do contribute to that. You know, the negativity. Not us, but our people do contribute to the negativity. And it's a lot of us who actually just tired of it. You know, you're fed up with it. You know, for me myself, I did 18 years in prison, and I've been out here about 4.5 years, and I feel like I didn't do 18 years in there getting myself together to get out here to just to accept the buffoonery that goes on. You know, and basically it's a lot of good brothers and sisters that's up in there that I wish I can actually transplant them out here and throw some of these coons and Negro peens up in there.
You know
what I mean? Get these brothers up in there a chance to come out here and put it down.
Yeah.
And the ones who are out here lackadaisical and idle, go on up in there. You know, get out the way for about 10, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we feel like we out here, we're educated, you know, and basically we're ready. You know, I feel like I owe a debt. You know, I sit up and I read about Huey Newton, George Jackson, Bunchy Carter, Fred Hampton, and all the greats, the Honorable Marcus Garvey. And it's like, I just can't see myself out here just living, you know, the 9-to-5, and, you know, I got a car. Nowhere is that in the mix, you know, what we trying to do. You know, we trying to uplift the people and activate their minds, reactivate the minds.
Well, you sound like you talking inside my brain. Yeah, because I feel you coming from. See, myself, I was an 18-year drunk. Mm-hmm. So I was locked up for 18 years.
Right.
And it's like, I'm just getting my own awakening.
Right.
Because I had to learn from Dante on a lot of information because I'm kind of insightful. I don't really know, but I tell people, I just do as I feel led.
Right.
And like what I had to do is become homeless to really go and experience. I always wanted to help people. I remember back in the day in Hot Springs, me and Dante talking about these nonprofits getting all this money, not really giving the products or materials to the people.
Yeah.
So, we talking about that. And I came back to L.A., I was like, you know, it's in me to want to make a change, a difference. So I feel who you're coming from.
You act on that calling.
Yeah.
That calling. It's like an internal calling, and you act. You feel funny if you don't act on it.
Yeah.
That's the thing right there. That's the scary part.
It is scary. You know? Yeah, because I'd be like, I'm up here. I wake up every morning. I say, got to, you know, if I can't do it online, I got to do it physically.
Something.
Yeah, so, and like I say, and I'd be on social network, on Facebook, kind of getting upset on some of them all-black groups.
Yeah, right.
They just, you know, be lollygagging.
They do, you know, like with me, what I figure, this is how I look at the whole social thing, in specifically speaking about Facebook. I know in prison, you communicate through kites, you know, through pieces of paper, and you got to relay messages back. So basically, on that spectrum, you're dealing with people who are educated and brothers who are uneducated. So you have to try to decipher what they're saying on a piece of paper, whether it's misspelled or he don't have, his grammar's not good, his punctuation. Mm-hmm. You have to try to decipher that. So we do that on social media. So a lot of these groups that throw a black on it and this and that, some of us see right through that shit.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we see right through it. I mean, that's like a couple of weeks ago, I was added to a black love group, some type of group like that with black love. They seen me and my queen on Facebook, and they added our pictures on there. So some told me investigate the group. Come to find out, they was on some type of like one love thing, you know, and I'm out with the one love. You know, okay. I'm with black love, the pro-black love.
Yeah.
So I told them about it, you know, well, what consists of this group? You know, what's the rules and everything? They was lollygagging. That's another clear sign to me that, you know, y'all not with this. No problem with it. You know, just remove my pictures and I'll go over here.
Yeah.
So in the end, you know, we went bad. But yeah, it's a plethora of so-called black groups on the social networks claiming this and that. But they just filling up space.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Because like I say, I tell people, everybody that's black is not a king or a queen. But people throw that out loosely a lot.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. So
right.
And also, I was out here. I'm actually like, what is considered, or what's the difference between like a coon or Uncle Tom, or is it that they hate all white people?
When y'all want to pick that?
I elaborate on that. It's dub poetry. a coon, you know, you're talking about a person that is black with a European mind. Okay. You know, it's all in the thinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, from slavery to now, that's been our division. You know, is self-perpetuated hate against one another. You know, so that right there's a basic difference. You know, between a person that is conscious, pro-black, for his people, and you know, a person who's living in America unconscious.
Okay.
Right. And I want to add, a lot of people, I've heard some people who are outside of any type of pro-black or black conscious movement, they say, well, why do you guys embrace and use negative terms to refer to your people? And it sounds simple on the surface. You know, it's a legit question, but we have to realize that we do have coons and Negro peens. Mm-hmm. You know, we have coons who actually will skin and grin to make themselves feel comfortable around non-blacks. Then you have, you know, like Negro peens who would take it a step further, like an educated step further, and actually feel like, you know, they're part of the fabric of this society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and talk down on their own people. So
we
do recognize that we have coons. You know, we have enemies, just like Marcus Garvey said.
Yeah.
Not interested in taking everybody back to Africa, because the ones who ain't shit over here ain't going to be shit over there. So it's the same thing. You know, we can't never forget about that. You know, we all for the upliftment of all of our people.
Yeah.
But you have to acknowledge that we got some clowns and buffoons and Negro peens.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And they're really prevalent right now. You know, they like the loudest ones on these social medias out in the streets. They like the loudest ones, these entertainers. And they're you know, they're really putting themselves out there, and that's what we need to do. You know,
the problem with that is there's rewards for that coonery. The more bullshit you're willing to go out there and do, the more rewards. You know, those rappers, they get out there, you wear the leggings and the skirt, you win. You know, you go platinum. So it's about manipulating those rewards, and we as the revolutionary, what do we have to reward the people with? What do we have to give them? Because the system that we're telling them to eject themselves from have perks for them. They have rewards and stuff. They could give them something. They could give them a job. They could give them billions of dollars to run a ball down a court to do some bullshit.
Right.
But we can't give them no money to do the things that need to be done, which are providing food, clothing, and shelter for our people. So, I mean, that's what it really boils down to.
And that's why I say, like, on the money part, because that's why I talk to people about it. like with people who want to be militant against the system of the government, when that's where the money comes from. Mm-hmm. So I say you got people who are at the beginning of money. When they wake up, they're at the very beginning of money. When you got people at the bottom looking for 25 cents, 75 cents to catch the bus.
The people who own the money-making machine. What's worth more, the money or the machine that makes the money? Who owns the machine that makes the money?
Right. So what I'm saying, you get way up there, the people at the beginning. So I think on that spectrum is what my own thing take with us, I think we need to create our own jobs and entrepreneurship and make money. I think that'll take your mind off of being negative. And like say, you know, I'm just from downtown Skid Row. I'm cool with some protesting, but I think a lot of that time and energy should be spent trying to invest in yourself. Look at a job as a hobby to invest in yourself. Don't call it a job.
Man.
You know, look at it as a hobby. Because you look at a job, it's deadbeat, dead-end job. Yeah. It's a hobby to make money to invest in yourself.
All a job does, they take your human energy and put it out on the market and sell it for you.
Yeah.
Now we as entrepreneurs, we take our own human energy, we put it out on the market, and we reap the entire benefits.
Right.
So that's what we need to get into. We need to get into really taking hold of the economic infrastructure, not just being on the outside, getting jobs and, you know, perps from the society. We need to be creating our own structures.
Right.
Yeah, because like one of them groups, they said, they always throw us the curveball. I said, well, let's learn to think ahead and create our own. And they go throw us the curveball. So that's what I'm saying, kind of like what y'all doing, same thing I'm doing. Like I said, but the main thing I think we got to do is reach the youth with it.
And that's the form of the media, because where is the youth? They're in front of a glowing screen.
Yeah.
At any given time. So we need to just hijack that, go in there and give them some sitcoms that are based on the things that are relevant to us. Give them some comedy, you know. Yeah. Give them suspense, action, reality. Give them all those things, but based on on the upliftment of our people.
Right.
We're not gonna get on there and demonize ourselves. Right. We're not gonna get in there and demonize our people. We only gonna portray our people in a positive light. So that's what we trying to get as RBG Media. And all we looking now is, we got bodies on board. We got equipment and everything. We just need the people behind us.
Okay. Need the people behind us, for real, not just hitting a like on Facebook or, yeah, good job.
Yeah.
Like, we need you to look at what we're trying to do, the idea, and share the vision. And then when you walk up in them stores and you're looking at that the bullshit that you buy that you don't need, make that decision. You know, is it more important to buy this Happy Meal, or should we send this little $20, $30 to these brothers so they can get that media going, as where we can see some real entertainment, you know, real entertainment or real news story, or be informed. You know, we're not just looking to be, do entertaining people. You know, we're not looking to entertain anybody. We're looking to inform people and wake people up.
Yeah.
That's why we're not asking for donations. What we're asking for is investors, because what we're doing is not nothing to donate to.
Yeah.
You know, this is an invest. You should want to invest in this right here.
And we want to meet the people where they at, because that's where they at. They behind the they in front of a glowing screen. That's
right.
That's where everybody is at right now.
Yeah.
And the youth in general, you know, that's our medium to get to them. And at this point, once we get the people behind us, it ain't no stopping us. It ain't no stopping us. Because, I mean, people see what we've been doing. I mean, we've reached like 1,300 subscribers on the YouTube channel we got going on.
Okay.
We put out videos consistently. I mean, I met this brother here just on a whim. Walking downtown. I was with you at the police rally.
At the rally.
You know?
And if you look at it, it's not really on a whim, because the same way I connected with the brother right here, if you look at it, if you research it, it's never really on a whim or by chance or by luck. Because we were all doing what we were supposed to be doing. And that's what led us up to meet.
Yeah.
You know, you guys were at the rally for your reasons. I was there for my reasons. And I don't think none of us was there for what's on the surface. It's a rally. Let's go down there. I know I didn't go down there for that, because I knew that there was going to be some coons down there. It was going to be some hands up, don't shoot. I knew that was going to be there. But I knew that once I go there, I wasn't bringing that to the rally. I was bringing something way more powerful. And in the end, look what happened. We all connected.
Yeah.
Months later, we in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, so none of that was by chance.
And I've been learning that since I've been out here in L.A. 7 years this in August. And L.A. is hardcore, but it's also spiritual. And if you don't tap into that part, you just be like all the rest of them.
Los Angeles is cold.
It is.
Because people migrate. They migrate here underneath that Hollywood. Let's come out here. And there's some people that make it,
But for like everyone, I forget what the percentage is, but for everyone that make it, it's a lot of lost souls that just get just discarded.
Thousands that don't, you know.
Discarded because they can't hack it. And then reality hits them as where it's not really, you know, glitz and glamour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The glitz and glamour to me is fake because I've been out here since 87.
Okay.
So, you know, I got a chance to see, you know, a few rappers and entertainers and everything.
Yeah.
And I seen the side where they pose for the camera, and I seen the behind the scenes where they get robbed, where they get punked. When you see how they ain't really black, they on some Negro peen type shit.
Yeah.
I seen all that right there. The homosexual ones, you know what I mean? The ones who in the closet, all I seen all that.
Yeah.
So it's like I don't see it as a way like, hey, LA, Hollywood is I know the real. You know, they out here faking in front. You know, it just looks good. It's complimentary because of the weather out here with the palm trees.
Yeah.
You had the palm trees and the limo and the weather. It look all good.
But it's about the media campaign. L.A. has a media campaign behind it.
The coldest.
When you in Arkansas, you come to California.
The coldest.
You see the flashing lights and all this shit. You're like, damn, okay, it's cracking out there in L.A.
I'm going to tell you what happened to me, because I came here an alcoholic and drunk and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I came here, you know, buzzing a little bit. Everybody talking about Hollywood, right? So I got extra drunk so I can experience this, right? So me and my people, we riding on, got on Hollywood and Western. I'm fresh here. We riding down Hollywood Boulevard. I'm buzzing good. I said, when are we going to get to Hollywood? He said, you ain't it. I said, I thought it was supposed to be whole big. He said, nope, just a strip mall.
Nope. Yeah.
I thought it was heaven or something. I said, man.
On TV, they tell you the stars is in the skies, but when you walk on Hollywood Boulevard, they're on the ground, you're stepping on.
You're stepping on.
You know, that's symbolic.
Yeah, so trying to say anything else. I had this one white man tell me something about education, and he's telling me something about he's not smart, but he reads the dictionary, and he reads and researches the dictionary. He said he knows the definition of words, and he told me what's wrong with a lot of people, because he was going to the hoods to do literacy work with the youth and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what he said, what he come to see is that when people do not know the definition or understanding of words, that makes them hostile. Because they're not really comprehending or understanding the information that's being told to them. Y'all see that?
In this environment, in the European context, if we don't understand European words, we can't exist in a European society. And that can happen. But I don't think that's the bulk of our problem as black people. They try to put that out there like if we just talk a certain way and dress a certain way and act a certain way, things are gonna fall into place for us. And I think that's the least of our problems. Because no matter how I talk, as long as you can understand what I'm saying, mission accomplished. That's the whole point of language, is communication. So
I feel like on that, it depends on the person's intent. Like you said, the guy, he was a Caucasian guy.
Yeah.
He was going to the neighborhoods.
Because they had him out there to help with literacy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other kick part he told me is that the preachers or the leaders out there told him that I was gonna think we need you around here no more because people might get too smart and won't need us.
Wow.
So
that sounds like something the preacher say.
Sure do.
It's always some flip sides to everything.
Yeah.
So
he
said, you know, education, or like I say, just learning the definition of words, it can help enhance the mind.
Yeah, I think that's like a cultural thing because like I say, we don't know his intent, what he was really going there for. And you have to question it, too.
Yeah.
You have to question it. Why is he there? But it's a cultural thing. He's coming from a different culture and a different background, and he goes down there. He may go down there with the tent as where, I'm going to teach you dumb niggas, you know what I mean? So that can be in the back of his mind.
Yeah.
So I think the best thing he could have did was any resources or any money, and then he should have allotted that to somebody else that can speak the language and looks like those people that he was going to so-called teach, and then let them deal with that.
That's what he was wanting to do. He was trying to work with me with doing it. And at the time, I was too busy. And he gave me a little information because I told him I might need some literacy program myself because I can read, but I'm just not way up on it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, the way you can do it, say you just stand up in front of the course room and just look up definition of words. Just because you're standing up in front, it makes you look like you know what you're talking about. And you learn at the same time.
Yeah, I'm gonna elaborate on that. You know, America and this English language is very perplexing because even the most educated African Americans, you know, it's like we still do not have a understanding of this language.
Yeah.
You know, that's just like in the 60s when they said, okay, we're going to, you know, Martin Luther King pushing the civil rights movement to desegregate. You know, we, at that point, we thought, wow, you know what? We need to desegregate. But at the same time, you know, unless you really study that word, you know, for its fullness, mm-hmm. then you're really not understanding what desegregation was really about, you know. And yeah. within the Marcus Garvey movement, you know, and, you know, Black Wall Street, at that time, they destroyed our Black enterprises and our infrastructure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the progression of time, by when the 60s came around, we were too powerful economically as a people. And so, you know, they pushed the civil rights movement to desegregate. And actually what it did was disfranchise yeah. the Blacks straight across America.
But see, they also, they negate to mention the fact that even when Black Wall Street was destroyed, it was built back up within 4 years. What killed Black Wall Street was the integration process, where we diluted ourselves and we gave, just like Melvin talks about,
yeah.
we not only gave up, you know, the houses and the jobs and all these other things at you know, as far as infrastructure goes, we also submitted to their leadership.
That's right.
Okay. That's where we really messed up. Now our children go and look up to them in their schools. Now their president is our president. Now all these different things, we fall under this umbrella, and when it's diluted, and we're at one point we were 30% of the population. But what did they do when that happened? They made sure they got immigrants from all over Europe to come in and get those jobs and everything. They gave the Irish the police department, they gave the Italians the fire department, and so on and so forth. And here we are with nothing.
So do y'all think we, as far, you know, because all Black people ain't going to never get along. So you think we can be able to put a dent in working towards what we're trying to make happen?
I don't think it's a point as to where we all won't get along. We need to get back to an understanding.
Yeah.
Because right now we have a severe misunderstanding, and some of us have no understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's not even the fact of us not getting along, because name of people who do all get along.
Right.
There's tribalism. Mm-hmm. You know, we definitely have tribalism, and tribalism should be embraced. I don't know what that was.
Okay.
But tribalism should be embraced.
Yeah.
You know, but not to the point as where we're harming each other.
Right. You
know, so
right.
once we get better informed, then we will get along, because we just lack that understanding. That's all we need. We need that knowledge, wisdom, and then hit us with that understanding, and then we locked in after that.
Okay, I'll tell you what, because I know one thing, that's what I love about a talk show setting, you know, because I'm going to hook up with y'all.
we in motion.
Yeah,
like I said,
yeah.
We in motion.
And I'm creating a positive movement called Action.
Action?
Yeah, well, you know, I want to do physical actions to help people and everything
right.
like that. Then also, what I'm doing, I'm acquiring causes to intertwine, you know, that's why I want to bring all the right people together.
Right.
You know, not as everybody, but the right one. And that's why you said organically things are forming.
Right. Things so, happen.
That's what it's about, getting the right people.
Yeah, right.
We don't need all Black people in this struggle and what we're trying to do. We don't need all Black people. We need all Black people that are
conscious
of like minds, you know.
Yeah, like somebody told me, you know, you got the Army, you got the Marines, you got the Navy. Then you say, you got the special service. People.
Right.
And there's only five of them that can do the work of the Army. Or the Navy.
Dedicated.
Yeah, so he said, you look for those, and don't worry about the rest.
Right.
It's better to have those five people that are gonna ride like that
yeah.
than to have armies of people who are iffy. You know?
Yeah.
You don't know if they gonna move or not, or when they gonna move.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I gonna say, so y'all want to leave a little information for people to get in contact with y'all.
I'm available on Facebook underneath Mind Over Matter. Also, you can reach me at www.rbgmentality.com and rbg@yahoo.com.
Okay, well, hold on before we let y'all go. We got a caller want to be part of this segment. So, caller, you're live.
Peace and Black Power. This is Brother Ngulu Nayusi, RNM, from Facebook, YouTube. What's good, people?
What's going on, brother?
What's up, bro?
Same old shit, man. Keep going what we doing. Keep banging it every day. Dig it. I see the topic of tonight is media, getting our own media outlets established or whatever. So I wanted to drop a little, you know, quick little comment on that before I get out of here for the evening. Basically, long story short, anybody who knows anything about anything knows damn well CNN, NBC, ABC, that news channel, this news channel ain't going to tell us our story the right way at all. And if they do decide to tell our story, they're going to distort the hell out the message. They always want to find the most ignorant, you know what I'm saying, disturbed black person they could put on TV for visual exploitation. You figure, smell me? But at the end of the day, these are the stories that our people love to feed into. They love to, you know, embrace that story as truth. Whereas when, you know, you got folks like myself, Mono Bamata, Brother Rod out there, and Cali out there as well, when we out on the camera, when we doing our thing out in the streets or whatever, folks necessarily don't like to hear what we got to say, and these are our own people. But at the end of the day, what we have to say is much relevant than what you're going to see on CNN. Because at the end of the day, like I said, they love to exploit. We have the mission of building up. This is why I feel RBG Media Group needs to be established. It's a big need. I'm not even going to say it's a want. It's a freaking need. Because at the end of the day, like the old proverb says, if the hunter is the only one that's telling the story, you feel me, then that's the only side that you're going to get. I'm paraphrasing the proverb, but I think you get what I'm saying. You feel me? We the ones that's being hunted right now, and the hunter is the only one that's telling the story.
Right.
So with that being said, we need to have different, you know, subchapters, if you will, using that phrase, if you will, of RBG Media Group out there in the street, dealing with the people every day, all day, chopping it up. That way we can understand better the psychology of black people here in the West. Because as you know, our psychological thinking is, excuse my friend, it's fucked up. You feel what I'm saying? We think whatever we're told to think. We don't think when we're told not to think. We do what we're told, nonetheless. Long story short, we do what we're told. And this also this is have an effect by way of the media. The media tells us when to be upset. The media tells us when to be happy. And then all of these different things that they're telling us to do is further destroying our people. It's destroying our minds. We need to have our own outlet. I don't give a damn if you want to call it pirate radio, pirate TV, whatever. It don't matter. We need our own shit. So this is why folks like myself up here in New York, you feel me? We got the whole RNM RBG TV thing going on. Granted, it's on YouTube, but at the end of the day, I'm reaching folks. I mean, I got folks hitting me up from Paris, South Africa, Korea, all kinds. You didn't even spot somebody and hit me up there. So this is the type of shit that we need to be doing. We got to tell our story our way.
Right. We appreciate you for being majorly active too, brother.
Right on.
For real, brother.
Real talk. You Definitely. Know what I mean? Like, that's pretty much all I can really say about this topic. We need to tell our own damn story. We got to stop falling for the bullshit. Real talk. Because our people right now, we are so comfortable. We're so wrapped up in shit, we don't even smell the shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
We don't even embrace it, if anything. We rub ourselves all up in it. Excuse me for the metaphor, but I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. We have to clean up ourselves. We got to clean up our minds. We have to clean up what we see and what we hear. Because the music is destroying our minds. It's destroying what we think. What we think, what we hear, you feel what I'm saying? Is what we think. And what we think is what we speak. And what we speak is what we do. We got to change all of that shit.
Hey, you want to go ahead and give the information so people can contact you?
Oh, dig it. Like I said, I'm on. This is Ngwuu Nayusi, RANM. You can spell that NGUVONYEUSI, RANM on Facebook. Also, you can find me at that same name on YouTube. Check out my channel, RANM RBG TV. Common sense breakdowns, man. No rhetoric, no doctrine, no bullshit, just straight common sense. That's something that we also lack. And that's got to get, you know what I'm saying, reinstated. So people out there, holler at me, check me out. Let's diatribe, let's dialogue. Let's get it popping.
Sound like a player.
Indeed. Black power.
All right, appreciate you.
Big homie, Mono Bamata, keep banging, brother. I'm with you.
Indeed, brother, love you.
Black power, brother.
Black power.
All right.
Hello, how you doing, Miss Suzette?
Greetings, greetings all. I'm not sure what I came in. I don't know where to pick up. I don't know.
Too much for you.
Yeah, but we kind of got to get ready to wrap up, but it's kind of explaining what you do.
Oh, well, hey, I just came from an LA CAN, a Los Angeles Community Action Network meeting, talking about some of the local community activism going on. They were talking about the no drones campaign in regards to, you know, basically stopping law enforcement from bringing drones into our neighborhood here. And also I have a Ladies Take the Mic show, Ladies of Skid Row talk, Real Talk. And we piggyback here with Bobby Buck as well. That's some stuff.
Yes,
positive.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm glad
I sat in with the brothers last Friday too.
Oh yeah, man. Last week we did a talk about domestic abuse, domestic violence.
Right. From a male perspective.
With a twist.
With a twist.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And talking about how women can play the victim role.
Yes.
And sets you up and things like that, you know. And
all had it happen, I know how it go.
Yeah, because I know one of my people, he did 3 years on that. So that's what I'm saying. So I be on Facebook going back and forth. And like, you probably see me pretty soon on the different groups. But right. I hit them where it hurts. Then they got to meditate. Then they say, they might not like it, but they got to go back. I don't like everything, but that right there, it hit something.
Research it.
Right. Yeah, because like I say, it ain't all just one track, one-sided. Right. Like I said, I want to hit all the gray areas out there. So, you know, so I'm going to bring, you know, like I say, I want to open some eyes on and
I just want to know on record, I ain't down for that. My heart went out to the brothers last week, so I just want to, on record, I ain't down for that.
Yeah, we got to stop being each other's enemies. We got to stop.
Yep, that right there.
Yeah, so we got to, you know, as we know, the small few start stepping up, and everybody else could be nosy. What they doing over there? And then they go try, you know, law of attraction. They go, okay, let me see what's happening. Let me try that.
Right.
And like I said, the kicker is showing them how they can make some money with us, too. So, like I said, we all work that, you know, like I said, we got to be able to provide something for them to come this way.
Right. Let's build each other up, that right there.
Yeah. So, but anyway, go ahead and let y'all get your information to contact y'all.
You can contact me, Del Poetry, on Facebook. And that's where I'm at.
All right.
Me, just Dante Davis, D-O-N-T-E, Davis. Go ahead and feel free to get at me, but mostly I'm in the streets, so get at me in the streets. That's why I'd rather you get at me at, because a lot of people want to do the Facebook thing back and forth and think we friends for real. We ain't friends for real until we get down in the trenches together.
Yeah.
That's the kind of people I'm looking for, so don't add me unless you want some realness.
Right on.
That's so funny. That's what I say. I'm a street soldier. I'm down in the trenches with y'all.
Right on.
I'll see you there then.
All right, then. I sure appreciate y'all coming on down.
Likewise, brother. Thank you for having y'all.
Oh, yeah. We plug in. So I guess we go ahead and play a little video. What's great going to happen now on this coming weekend at Skid Row in Gladys Park, the festival for all Skid Row artists. So I'm going to give y'all a little glimpse of what happened last year.
Events over there on the court, and then we'll open the show with a blast like never before.
Of clay, 50% God and 50% just plain old river mud. That's me. And I'm cornered and alone and afraid. I was there and heard the last cry that was a whimper from a brother whose brother had killed him for a cause called slavery.
She gets up. I can hear her pour hot water in a coffee cup. We did our hair. Her perfume lingers in the air.
many days and each night. Oh, baby, don't you know I'm thinking of you?
All right, there you go. That's what happened last year. And then starting tomorrow and Sunday, they're going to have it cracking once again. So this is a once-a-year event, and this is the fifth year that they're having this. And we got some people in the studio who will be performing tonight, giving us a glimpse of what's going to happen this weekend at the Festival for All Skid Row Artists, Mari and Gladys Park. So with the people who just arrived inside the studio, go ahead and say who you are.
Hi, my name is Sylvia Hernandez. My name is Linda Harris.
And my name is Walter Fears.
All right, all right. So y'all getting ready for tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, who's going to be the first one to do something tonight to demonstrate what's going to be cracking on the weekend?
Well, let's start off with Linda Harris.
All right.
Linda is one of our... regulars who has performed for us since we started this festival 5 years ago. You'll on Sunday and Saturday, you'll see that we not only have individual performances, but we'll have group performances as well.
Okay, all right.
So,
all right.
Linda, take it.
One of the songs I always do is called I Hope You Dance, and it goes a little bit like this. I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. Yet you fail to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed.
Mm, beautiful.
Okay, okay.
Linda got some pipes on her.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Such a beautiful voice.
So we're gonna get you out to going out to the clubs and going to the big venues and stuff.
Hey.
Well, you know, Linda has taken that voice all over the country and the world. So
okay.
She has quite a repertoire.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You're sitting out there just being chilled out all the time. So you got a lot going on up in the belt, huh?
God is good.
Right on. I feel you on that. So which one of y'all feel to break it down now?
Well, I'm going to perform tomorrow, but I would like to talk about, you know, what is this about? The festival is like a platform for all the Skid Row artists and also artists from the outside of the community. This is a space that the artists is giving back to the community, a way to express, you know, the gratitude that they are very attached to the community. I had the opportunity last year to interview most of the performers, and that's what I got from that. It was powerful. It was beautiful. It got me more attached to the group LAPD. Well, I would like to share with you something that I'm going to perform tomorrow. It's based in a very popular traditional Mexican song called La Llorona. I made my own lyrics.
Okay, go on. Okay. Your own lyrics?
Yes. Okay. I just got the, you know, the basic.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm just going to perform a little bit.
Okay, all right.
Yo quiero y me gusta Skid Row, Llorona, porque me da la gana. Yo quiero y me gusta Skid Row, porque me da la gana. Hay mucha gente bonita, pobre Llorona, y mucha gente buena. Hay mucha gente bonita, pobre Llorona, y mucha gente buena. Ay, de mi Llorona, Llorona, no quieras cambiar el tema. Ay, de mi Llorona, 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 no quieras cambiar el tema. Aquí tengo a mis amigos, Llorona, de los que valen la pena. Aquí tengo a mis amigos, Llorona, de los que valen la pena. No es que quiera ser activista, Llorona, es que no me gusta la fiesta.
Beautiful.
So what were you saying?
Well, I can translate a little bit, you know.
Okay.
This is a song that it can be used to express love for anyone, love for your country, but it becomes activist too if you want it, you know, very political. So what I said is that I love and I like Skid Row, Llorona, because I just want. There's a lot of poor people, Llorona, but there's a lot of good people too. Llorona, don't change the topic, please, because I have my best friends here, but those the good friends. It's not that I want to become an activist, Llorona. It's because I don't like this party at all.
Cool.
Okay.
Mm.
Go, girl.
Mm.
Snap.
Man, okay, I like that. You yeah. Become
there's it. More. Yeah, there's more, but tomorrow I'm going to sing, you know.
All right. Okay, that's how you do it. You're doing it. Yeah. Hustle. Okay, making sure they show up. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So, Mr. Fears, what's going on with you?
Well, as you can see, we have some very talented and strong, powerful voices in our community.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow and Saturday, like I mentioned, will be our fifth annual Skid Row Artists Festival. And again, we will open the gates at 12 o'clock and we'll close them at 5. Again, there will be not only individual performances, but there will be visual artists, performance artists, singers, dancers, spoken word.
I'm going to be doing a little bit, too.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. It's over.
No. I ain't
going to have some. Come on.
I'm not part of the venue.
You should hear her at rehearsals. She keeps the fire burning.
Right.
But seriously, though.
Starting that won't be nothing.
This festival, though, is really a celebration for the community because I overheard your program, what the discussion was earlier, and it ties in with the work that we're doing.
And
we're all about empowering ourselves and each other to begin to tell our stories. And this is just a way that we can give people the opportunity to be able to tell their stories. And right believe on. It or not, some people, they get their 15 minutes and all they want to do is tell their story. But come out this weekend and meet and greet and hang out with us and really enjoy yourself.
Oh, yeah. Everybody need to come check this out. For y'all, you know, been on Skid Row before. Tomorrow and Sunday, y'all going to see a special treat.
Yes, again, that's 12 to 4. That's on 6th and Gladys Street in downtown Los Angeles.
Okay, all right. Thank y'all.
Gladys Park.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Thank you.
All right, thank y'all very much.
Thank you for having us, Bobby.
Oh, no problem. I'm going to get y'all come back, you know, so we can, you know, get on some other stuff.
We'll
get an L.A. Can report. And I mean, we could get a crack and go catch up with these gentlemen, get them turned on with L.A. Can.
Yourself? No.
I'm saying for the bring everybody, like I said, all the right, like-minded people.
Sounds great.
All right, tell you what. And also, I think we got a call on the line still for RBG. So, caller, are you still there? If you are, go live.
All right, Black Power Peace. How you doing, Bobby?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I'm doing good. Who's speaking?
Yeah, I know my brother RBG, Mind Over Matter, is supposed to be up in there.
Yes.
Indeed, brother. Yeah, who's this?
Peace, brother. This is Billion.
What's going on, brother?
Man, you're calling in to support. You know, I know you're putting in work, so I most definitely got to show some support.
Indeed. Appreciate that. And definitely looking forward to meeting up tomorrow at the Taste of Soul.
Oh, yeah, 12 p.m. on Crenshaw 39th. We trying to bring folks together to address, you know, all these police killing brothers like Ezell Ford, whatnot. Of course, the homeless issue, the gentrification, just right now we got to wake our people up because, you know, L.A., it got so many distractions out here. Folks can fall asleep, but we got 250,000 people going to be out there on Crenshaw tomorrow, so we're just going to try to get out there and wake them up.
Definitely, yes. Taste the soul. Some people there for the food. Other people are going to be there for that brain food.
Mm-hmm. Right, taste the power. Yeah.
All right, Black Power.
Black Power.
Power to the people.
All right, appreciate you. All right. So I guess what we're going to do right now, we're going to give a little time. I'm going to promote for something going on tomorrow evening for a breast cancer fundraiser. It's going to be held in Compton. For Miss Antoinette Greer, it's a lady. She's doing a lot of great action in the community and everything. So, if you will, I'm gonna say it's okay to put the flyer up. So, everybody, if you can, please just kind of do any type of support. If you can just call and check in, or you can just try to donate PayPal or online, or just call and try to get some information from Antoinette Greer, who's doing this fundraiser tomorrow night in Compton. And like I say, we want to bring everybody together with this positive movement. And that's the only thing, like I tell people, you know, being positive is not being a punk. Mm. Because it's easy to be negative. It's hard to change to be positive. So we want to get everybody together and come check out tomorrow evening. And go ahead and say your thing.
The best thing in life I want to say is accent the positive and alleviate the negative.
Ooh. Oh, there you go. I'll tell you what. You got something else you want to say? Go ahead. Say it.
Jesus loves you.
All right. Thank you. I sure hope you keep loving me, boy. I know I'm crazy every day, but I'm getting better. What about you, Sid?
Well, the invitation is open to everybody. You know, tomorrow? Saturday, and Sunday at Gladys Park from 11 to 5. Yeah. Everybody is welcome. And also, we're going to have food at the end of the festival.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to leave early. But can y'all save some plates? I mean, well, not a plate, but some plates.
It's going to be a salmon dinner cooked by a chef, so I don't think there's going to be many leftovers, Bobby, but we'll try.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I heard they really sound convincing there.
Well, I know I'm going to be there for a little bit, and then I'm going to try to come back on Sunday. Hey, are they going to have some more salmon on Sunday?
It may be a different menu on Sunday, but we will definitely have food.
Well, things going. They're going to have red carpet, too, this weekend.
The stars will be there.
Yeah, the Skid Row stars for real, man.
Most def.
Yeah, man, because if y'all have not ever been to Skid Row, this weekend's a time to come for everybody.
Right there.
Yeah, so I'm glad everybody's here. So I'm going to say we got like a little time left. Any final words this evening from anybody here? Want to give a shout-out to anybody? Want to say what's up? You know how to do it. Begging to say, hey, Mom, you know what I'm saying?
Learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all.
And I'll end that to kind of reiterate our mission. And our mission for the Los Angeles Department, Los Angeles Poverty Department, is basically to create performance and multiple disciplinary artworks that connect with the direct experiences of people living in poverty. Now, that's not to say that everybody who lives in Skid Row is poor, but there are some who lack economic means. There are some who need housing. There are some who need medical care. But through all of that, art can and is used as a way of expression for those who may be in those positions or those who may not. So I would encourage anyone who's got some free time this weekend, come out, check us out. Again, that's at Gladys Park, Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 5, this weekend, the 17th and 18th. And I'm sure that your life will be directly affected and changed.
Yeah, because they might even try to run on stage they still because they get so inspired.
We do have an open mic session, so do feel inspired, come on out, and we'll have someone take your name. And, we don't have any censorship, so you can pretty much let it flow.
Ruh-roh.
Oh, so what time do you think the open mic part start?
Let's see.
I think that she had told me, but I can't remember. But I forgot about that part.
I think it's on Sunday from 3 to 4.
3 to 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. So anybody else got anything they want to add from tonight? I'm trying to, RBG, y'all got anything they want to?
Show up tomorrow. Come out and get fed twice. Second for your brain.
Sure, wish I could fit that in. I'd love to be there.
Yes, that's correct. Sylvia was right. The open mics are both... Saturday's open mic is at 3 to 4 and Sunday's. So, like I said earlier, if you feel inspired, it hits you, sign up and step up.
Uncle Bean, aren't you performing tomorrow?
Of course he is.
And what time you going
He's
on?
He's one
Uncle
of our
Bean?
Superstars.
What time you going on?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be hitting the stage. Peace and blessings to everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be hitting the stage tomorrow, I believe, about like 4:15. So 4:15 on Saturday, come check me out. And I think on Sunday, about 4:10, I'm going to do a hip-hop set tomorrow. I'm saying with a little bit of dance hall, touch of dance hall. And then Sunday, I'm going to do like just an all-out, just energetic, you know what I'm saying, with the Skid Row players, we just going to do a great set and show a lot of love to the whole Skid Row community, to everybody who comes out and supports for the LAPD.
Yeah, Sunday he's performing at 4:20, so come on out, y'all.
Going to give us a little something. You want to give us a little something tonight? We got a minute.
I'll do a little something. You're all so close to me. Though you're so far away, didn't want you to go. I'm begging you, girl, just stay. You're all so close to me. Though you're so far away, didn't want you to go. I'm begging you, girl, just stay. I'm begging you, girl, just stay.
There you go.
Took us out.
You come out tomorrow, you get that live. Live for 2 days.
This straight action tomorrow. Y'all come on down, let's get it cracking.
All right now.
All right now.
Log on.
Peace.
Peace.
Later.
Bobbybuck.com.